You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. So not everybody is waiting for the government or a corporation to solve our climate problems. There are some people working in their neighborhoods and their communities to change our grid and spread green technology. Highland Park is ground zero in Michigan for a lot of this work. After DTE removed its lights in the city, local residents came together to find a solution. With the group Solidarity, they have been installing solar-powered streetlights with Wi-Fi generating capacity. But their work is far from over. To talk more about this, we have DeAngelis Garcia, who is the group's communications strategist, with us to talk about what they are doing in Highland Park. DeAngelis, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about how Solidarity got started. That line in what I just was saying about DTE removing its lights. How did that happen and why?
Oh, man. So a couple of years ago, actually about 10 years ago now, Solidarity will be celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year. So in 2011, when cities in Michigan were being threatened and then actually undergoing emergency financial management to bring their cities or their municipalities into correct economic standing, Highland Park was one of those cities that that received an emergency financial manager. Through that emergency financial management and negotiations with DTE, the course of action that they decided to come up with to help Highland Park settle a debt with DTE was for DTE to remove the municipal streetlights. And so that was 1,000 streetlights removed from the city of Highland Park and not just disconnected in the year 2011, which literally left Highland Park residents in the dark. And so that was the genesis of Solidarity's work.
Yeah. And so what's interesting, I think, about this is you not only started to think about, well, how do we get power back to the streetlights, but you started to think about whether they could be powered in a cleaner way and whether they could solve some other problems if you could power them in the city. So talk about the reach of what Solidarity is trying to accomplish.
So the reach of what Solidarity is trying to accomplish is, so again, we're reaching our 10th year. And in that time, we've installed 17 solar power street lights. In recent years, we started to outfit them with mesh Wi-Fi capability, which has become extremely important in the post-pandemic living when everybody is working from home and schooling from home and things like that. And so Highland Park was one of those areas that, you know, not only was, I don't want to say victim, but they were the most impacted. They were the most impacted by DTE's practices. And then also just like really being a really poor receptivity area for any type of cellular or telecommunication. Mm-hmm. We wanted to start to provide that. But again, that was 1,000 streetlights removed. And so we were really proud to be able to have those 17 installed throughout Highland Park over the last 10 years. But now we're really excited to start turning our attention towards a mass install program that's going to help us install at least 20 more lights over the next few years. I'm sorry, over the next year. Hmm. And so that we could start to explore ways to not only bring or replace those solar power street lights, but to also help Highland Park become 100% energy independent.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, you guys talk a lot about the idea of this being energy democracy. I love that phrase. This really is about giving individuals in that community more of a stake in what energy they have access to, what energy that the city generates, and what other things can come from it.
Yeah, I think one of the really cool things about even the phrase energy democracy is that they're both really powerful terms in their own right, as far as, you know, discussing a type of power. But where democracy is concerned, as far as our government philosophy, we know that democracy is meant to put the power in the hands of the people. And so we believe that the same should be true and consistent across the board, including how our energy is supplied.
I'm talking with DeAngelis Garcia, who works with Solidarity, a nonprofit in Highland Park. He's the communication strategist with that organization. We're talking about what's going on in Highland Park with energy independence, with democratizing access to energy, and, of course, the move to greener sources of energy. Love to hear from you during the conversation as well. What are you doing to combat climate change? How are you working with folks in your community or your neighborhood to try to shrink our carbon footprint? Are you part of a community garden? Are you trying to plant more trees? Are you pushing for community solar power or getting together with others to push our representatives to advocate for green technology and green jobs? I want to hear about what that looks like in your world. 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to social media, to Facebook and to Twitter. Put comments there and we'll work you into the conversation. Let's go to Malcolm in Midtown. Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I guess this question more pertained to your last guest, but I think it still sort of is relatable. I'm just a little concerned about the framing of where the responsibility falls, and like the individuality of it, because I feel like you kind of run into the same problem of like people not voting, where the individual sort of feels like your average person kind of feels like, what can I do, you know, to really, what are my actions actually going to help? It's very, you know, fractional and pretty small. So I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be more top-down emphasis as far as responsibility goes, whether that be, you know, corporations cutting their use of you know, fossil fuels and everything, or, you know, the government maybe updating infrastructure in green ways. You know, I don't really know how much individuals can do, and I think a lot of people sort of feel the same way, where it's like, you know, what can I do to really
help? You feel a little helpless. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Malcolm. But DeAngelis, I want to give you a chance to talk about that feeling of helplessness or empowerment. And I guess to address Malcolm's point, do you at Solidarity feel like what you're doing could never quite be enough to change carbon output, or to change, you know, who has access to energy? Or do you feel like you're building something that will ultimately be quite meaningful to the residents of, to all the residents maybe of Highland Park?
Okay, thank you, Malcolm, for the question. And I think that there are a few different ways to answer that. But some of the things that come to mind, because he's absolutely right, or you're absolutely right, Malcolm, that the corporations and the legislation that, you know, that benefits from, you know, from their lobbying and their influence should do more to care for, you know, one, the people, because, you know, the earth is important and we could not be here without it, literally. But, you know, the earth, we believe, is here for people to enjoy. And so anytime people have to go without, you know, we're limiting their right to enjoyment. And something as grave enough to be referred to as a utility because of how we use it, and literally because of how it infiltrates every part of our lifestyle. Solidarity believes that, you know, part of our responsibility in becoming self-determining is also advocating for ourselves. And that does mean at the state level, or and you know, through whatever legislation or governing boards, you know, are available for us to make comment. But one of the primary ways that we do that is by participating in intervention rate cases with the MPSC, which is the Michigan Public Service Commission. And that is the the governing entity that that evaluates and approves DCE rate hikes. And so their job is to make sure that rate hikes are within reason, but our immediate position is that any type of rate hike is unreasonable because they are already big utility, are already in excess profit, and the systems have not been upgraded, and they are actually some of some of the poorest in the country as far as performance. And so we've taken the responsibility of being in coalition with other environmental justice organizations, who want to submit public comment and rally the community so that they can be heard as well when these rate cases come up.
Yeah. Let's go to Dan in Bagley here in Detroit. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to comment a little bit about tree planting in Detroit.
Yes,
the greening of Detroit will be handing out free trees from 11 to 1 today. And in my neighborhood, Bagley, we have most of our trees cut down. On my street, there's no mature trees. But in University District right next door, they have the beautiful treescaped, streets there. And people are happier and healthier with mature trees around them. So encouraging everyone to plant more trees.
So Dan, I want to get the details. Where should people go if they're interested in getting a free tree today from Greening of Detroit?
Yeah, look up Greening Detroit. It's on McNichols on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be handing out hundreds of trees today between 11 and 1.
Yeah. Excellent awesome idea and great opportunity for people who are looking for a way to be part of the solution. Okay, DeAngelis Garcia of Solidarity, really great to have you here to talk about what's going on in Highland Park. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us this week. Come back Monday when we are going to talk with our old friend, State Representative Mallory McMorrow, about this viral floor speech, which beat back really flagrant Republican accusations that Democrats want to do some really awful things. Millions of people have watched this speech and really rallied to her cause. We'll ask her about what is going on in Lansing. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again on Monday.